2008. I've got the pleasure to chat with Jeffrey Palermo. He's CTO of Headspring Systems, the number one agile development firm for .NET based in Austin, Texas. Jeffrey, how you doing?
Great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're here at TechEd to talk about MVC for ASP.NET. Now, let's first talk about MVC, what it is, Model View Controller. It's probably the most famous design pattern. It was first introduced in the Design Patterns book written by the Gang of Four back in the early 90s. Just give us the overview of what Model View Controller is.
Okay. Well, I think the MVC pattern goes back before the book, because some Smalltalk applications were using it. But anyway, the pattern is a presentation pattern, and the principles are that you separate presentation logic into at least three parts. One is the model, which is what are the concepts that you're dealing with, and the next is the controller, and the controller deals with what to show on the screen. It makes the decision of what to show on the screen and interacts with the model to find information or to modify that. And the view deals with transforming the model into a human consumable form. So in the web space, it's transforming objects into HTML so that a user can see them. The view should not be making decisions about what to show, but should merely change what the controller has decided to show into HTML. So those are the different pieces of it. And so in the ASP.NET pipeline, there is a MVC HTTP handler that plugs into the ASP.NET pipeline that will create a controller and call its execute method and delegate control to the controller. Then the controller will do its thing and then delegate control to a view for rendering, and then the controller will render whatever the view produced back out to the output stream.
Interesting. So it's a nice separation of concerns, so to speak.
Yes.
Now, I guess that what I just said might be considered one of the benefits. Are there more benefits than that than just maybe better code organization?
Well, separation of concerns is very, very important, because the reason we have so many rewritten applications or rewrite projects in our industry and so many legacy systems is because people don't give a lot of focus to separation of concerns, and their code has a lot of different responsibilities mixed in, and so it becomes hard to sustain those applications over time. And you have applications that developers are literally, they are afraid to go into the code and modify because all the concerns are right there mixed in, and you can't sort one thing from the other.
They touch something and the whole thing breaks.
Right. Yeah. Very, very coupled to infrastructure.
Now, so right now, I guess we're at the release of, at this time of this filming, the third CTP of Model View Controller for ASP.NET. And ASP.NET has had web forms for a very long time. Is MVC a replacement for web forms?
For my company, it is. For Microsoft Strategy, it's not, because there's going to be tons of people using web forms probably another decade, maybe longer, who knows. From Microsoft's standpoint, it's another way to use ASP.NET. The ASP.NET pipeline isn't changing. And if you think about it, WebForms is just one HTTP handler that's available for ASP.NET. ASP.NET is pretty big, and you hook on HTTP handlers to do the last mile, to handle a request.
Right.
And WebForms, well, that's just one of the implementations of iHTTP Handler, and MVC Framework has another one. So you know, at a certain point in the pipeline, you would go in a different direction and go to your MVC Handler. So
okay.
My company has put Castle's Monorail into production. We really like that, which is another MVC Framework built 100% in .NET, available for, and it's open source. It's free. You can put it in commercial applications. And my company will be using the ASP.NET MVC framework going forward. We've already moved off of web forms for new projects, when we went to Monorail.
Okay.
So, but there's tons of companies using web forms. There's tons of companies having success with it, and it's not going anywhere.
So, if you've made a huge investment in web forms and you're looking into MVC and you go, well, that has some appeal, can you mix the two? Can you have an application that begins to evolve and adopt MVC while you still have many web forms there?
You absolutely can, because, again, web forms is just an HTTP handler. MVC framework is just an HTTP handler. So the ASP.NET pipeline is still there. Every request is going through the ASP.NET pipeline. Sorry. So you can have one page. You can have your entire application is web forms because it's existing, and then you could create or you could convert or create a new page that has a controller and a view, and it could live just fine within that application. I mean, you just hook it into the navigation. If you're using forms authentication, it works fine with that. Your session state's going to be the same, because session state is not part of web forms. Session state is part of ASP.NET. So web forms really is a tiny component of what is ASP.NET.
Interesting. Okay. Now, you are experts in agile development, extreme programming, test-driven development. In as far as MVC is concerned, does it fit well with that approach to doing development?
It's fitting better and better every day. Some of the goals that Scott Guthrie laid out at the AllNet conference in October in Austin, Texas, was that the MVC framework would enable easy test-driven development, and I think they're succeeding on that. It's looking really great. We're still not able to easily test drive action filters yet, mm-hmm. or component controllers, and the subcontroller story isn't there yet. But for controllers, it's very easy because we have a controller factory that can inject dependencies based on whatever IOC container we happen to be using.
Right.
IOC is an inversion of control. I think the team's doing a really great job. I think almost everyone who's working on the ASP.NET MVC team, and as far as I know, it's the first team at Microsoft who is creating the framework using test-driven development.
Interesting. So, certainly a thumbs up then for test-driven development,
yeah.
Right?
Very good. They've done automated test cases for a long time,
right?
But as far as I know, This is the first part of a product, a framework product released from Microsoft that will be developed using test-driven development.
Now, if you're interested in ASP.NET MVC, where can you go find resources for that, both, let's say, from Microsoft and out in the community?
Well, there's the coplex.com/ASP.NET. There's the ASP.NET website itself. There's my blog at CodeBetter, aliased at jeffreypalermo.com. You can also, there's two open source projects that I would highly recommend checking out. MVCcontrib.org, that is a open source project founded by myself and a Microsoft ASP insider, Eric Hexter,
okay.
And who's also, by the way, forging ahead with test development on Silverlight, which is a hot topic.
Okay.
And the MVCcontrib library gives extra functionality to the MVC framework. So, for instance, Microsoft isn't going to integrate with third-party IOC containers or third-party view engines, and they're not going to ship with dependencies on those out of the box. So MVC Contrib provides that integration for you. And also, MVC Contrib has some really great view data extensions, their extension methods, where instead of having to use a strongly typed view, you can still use a regular view and use strongly typed view data both in your controller and in the view itself. So we don't do an ASP.NET MVC application without MVC Contrib, and I'd recommend all the viewers use MVC Contrib as well.
Well, that's great to know. So first you go to the ASP.NET site, you get the latest CTP, go to MVC Contrib, mm-hmm. and you have all the bits that you need to get
right.
started.
Yep.
Visit your blog for best practices, samples, I'm sure.
And CodeCampServer.org is an entire application made to run user group code camps. And it would serve as a really good sample application It has an automated build, full test coverage. It was built with Tester and Development. It's using Windsor as an IOC container, and it's using InHibernate for the data access.
Nice.
So it's a full implementation.
Nice. It's always useful to have those samples at your fingertips. Jeffrey, great conversation. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
All right.